You're listening to the HealthWorks radio show here on CKNW with pharmacist Alan Glasser of Mark's Pharmacy in Delta, 80th and 120th Street. We've been talking about ways to become more responsible for our own health, and it takes some action, and Alan's got some ways that we can do that. Alan?
Thank you, Elaine. You know, there used to be a philosophy that we have a pill for every ill. And that's kind of the way I grew up. And it's one of the reasons I became a pharmacist. So I thought there was a pill for every ill. And now I realize after many years in pharmacy, that's not true. That it's what you and I do in our own lives has the greatest effect on our health. So what are we talking about? Well, number one, we're talking about moving your body. It's essential. Even as little as 1 minute of vigorous exercise, this is amazing, once or twice a week, has a huge impact on our health of our body. Huge impact. So that's, you know, running up the stairs, things that happen during the day. You run up the stairs or run down the stairs. And you do that for 30 seconds to a minute multiple times a day. Those little, they're called the vilpas, in a violent vigorous intermittent exercises is a huge improvement in our outcomes and our health. Less cardiovascular disease, less diabetes. It's amazing when you see these kind of figures. So moving our body is number one. Number two, eating real food. Okay, eating food that you have prepared, not foods that come out of a bag or a box, because we mentioned it before, they are very inflammatory. And inflammation is not a good thing to happen in our body. The Dr. Shipley Ravello wrote a book, The Silent Fire, and she talked about low-grade inflammation leading to diseases. Okay? So the goal is, how do we lessen inflammation in our body? Number one, you're at a regular weight, and there's BMI charts all around. You can Google it, what's your ideal rate for your height. Okay? The only people that's wrong with is athletes, but they're maybe, you know, 2 or 3 or 4% of the population, but the rest of us need to be in that range. And then the question is, how do we heal? Because all our drugs, almost all our drugs, are just treating a symptom. How do we get rid of the cause? Major cause is inflammation in our body. How do we avoid that? Again, it's about the foods you eat. Decreasing, you can eat carbohydrates, that's fine, but it's the refined carbohydrates, the stuff that isn't in, you know, an apple or a raspberry or a blueberry, okay? That's added to a box of food that you take out. They're called junk food for a reason because they're really junk. They're not helping our bodies. And what do you do to heal? You know, when you understand that. And the biggest thing is we have our own body's natural healing system. They're called stem cells. They're sitting in your bone marrow right now, mainly around the hips as we age. They're there from when we're born to when we die. And we now know how to release more of them, especially as we age. So, you know, at 20, you can release 100% of these healing cells. So you repair damage in a week or two. Skin tear, you know, in a week or days. But when you're, you know, 70 or 80 or 90, it's going to take a month or two to heal the same kind of damage. Well, we can naturally release more of your own body's healing cells using the Stem Enhance Ultra, and plus the protocol needs energy to supply it. And it needs enzymes to get rid of the dead tissue so we can have brand new healthy tissue come again. That's what we really talk about. The body's natural functioning, releasing its natural healing cells. And we've seen amazing stuff happen. Larry, you've been researching in the textbooks to how the body heals using stem cells. Can you share some of the stories?
Well, I mean, that's the latest thing. And there's still a lot of the established people don't want to believe it. In fact, one of the books I was reading about, a guy was working with diabetic people. This doctor was finding out that using a stem cell nutrition helped the diabetes. And it was a big, big clinic. And the owner of the clinic says, you get rid of all of our patients, we're going to go bankrupt. We can't pay for this building. So, you know, we always talk about following the money. You have to follow the money. And then these big new pharmaceutical companies want to sell. They find, name a disease, and then tell you you need to buy their new patented product. And the book Silent Fire by Cicely Revella really goes in, and she is a transplant organ specialist and surgery teaches, and our circulation in our system is to spread the flow of nutrients that we eat and what in the nutrients, but a lot of us aren't eating right foods, and then there's effects of that. One of them is obesity, and the other one is we don't have the nutrients in our cells that can help heal the body. And and we become obese people. She says, point out and look at animals in the wild. They aren't fat. They're fighting for survival, eating right, eating natural. And that we need to get back to that. And she says, the obesity affects nearly every organ in our system. The breath, typically reserved for the worst cases of acute encephalitis, damages multiple organs, causing low blood pressure, a faster breathing rate, mental status changes, and that's the visceral fat around the stomach. And she and her husband are both doctors, and all of a sudden he was sitting at a meal just eating, and all of a sudden he just dropped his head, had serious medical issues. So things that are not good for us. And what kind of life do we want to lead as we age? Do we want to be strong and vibrant, or sitting in a wheelchair or whatever? But that has to mean that you take responsibility for making sure that your cells get the nutrients that they need naturally to help fight off inflammation so you don't have these problems. I mean, it's just book after book covers this.
I mean, one of the major inflammatory foods happens to be refined sugar. Things that absolutely we love. We know where we get refined sugar in our diets. And the goal is you need to avoid that. Obviously not 100%, but you need to massively decrease these manufactured foods that you didn't prepare yourself at home, and it makes a huge difference. You know, you got to drop the weight. The fat is not our friend. We have charts called BMI charts to tell us for your height and weight what should be your ideal weight. And the closer you get to that, the better you're off. Now, the other thing is, by having inflammation, we are harming the tissues. And this is her story of, you know, the silent fire. She's calling inflammation the silent fire. And having slight inflammation over years leads to disease processes. And our drugs just treat symptoms. You want to truly heal your body. It just comes back to the basics, diet and exercise. What did you learn before you're 5 years old? Your mom probably told you, go out and play and eat your veggies. That is still true today at any age. So as fresh as possible, get your ideal weight as close as possible, and move your body. And I will mention this again. It takes as little as 1 minute a day of some vigorous exercise, cranking your heart rate up, is equal to 53 minutes of walking. And you don't have to have too many of these areas of vigorous exercise to help reduce your chance of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. Just amazing when they're doing the research, understanding how the human body works. You can do that in short 15-second, you know, squats, doing some squats for 10 or 15 seconds, running up the stairs for 10 or 15 seconds. This is vigorous exercise done multiple times a day, just 1 or 2 minutes, even 2 minutes a week, makes massive changes in our health. Elaine?
Get on that path of helping your body to heal and improving your health. Go see Alan Glasser at Mark's Pharmacy in Delta, 80th and 120th Street. The website, markspharmacydelta.com. You're listening to the HealthWorks Radio Show here on CKNW.